Les colloques du Collège de France.
Hello everybody. Welcome to Collège de France for this workshop on the limits of fiction. So the workshop is funded by two projects. One is my ERC project on mental files that I started earlier this month. But the project is also funded by Merrill's. The workshop is also funded by Merrill's postdoctoral project. And this is actually the last event organized in the framework of that project. So, and actually many of you have contributed to some of the activities. In particular, I'm thinking of the reading group on fiction that has been taking place for quite a while now. So I think it's proper now, as an introduction to this workshop, to let Merrill tell us about her project. First, the project that finishes at the end of this month, but also the new project that's about to start.
Yes. So Merrill. Thanks, François. Yeah, so thank you, François. So part of this workshop, as François said, is funded by my Rubicon project, which is funded by NWO, the Dutch Research Council. So I'm currently still working as a postdoc on that project, but it ends this month, so that means Saturday. So in this project, I focus on fictions that are not novels. So in philosophy and in semantics of fiction, novels are often taken as a sort of paradigmatic or as the simplest example of a fiction. So much of our thinking often starts with us theorizing about how certain things work for books. And so in this project, I tried to investigate how concepts and theories from semantics and philosophy of fiction, what their limits are when they are applied to fictions other than written stories. So out of this Rubicon project came a bunch of papers on, for instance, breaking the fourth wall and the role of the concept of fiction in models on memory. And as François said, many people that are present here today also contributed to the development of those ideas. But what also came out of this Rubicon project was a new project proposal for a so-called Veiny grant. So this is the project Fact, Fiction, and Deception in the Digital Age, a formal semantic exploration of impure discourses, which is also funded by NWO and which is going to start on the 1st of January in Groningen. So in that project, I want to investigate what I call modern impure discourses, by which I mean that these are discourses that sort of move between fact, fiction, and deception somehow. So again, I am investigating the limits of our existing theories and concepts in philosophy and semantics of fiction, but this time to explore how they can help us understand these modern impure discourses, namely hoaxes, conversations with chatbots, and gossip media. So yeah, this limits of fiction workshop today, it nicely ties in with both of these projects, the one that is ending and the one that is starting, so it seemed like a perfect timing to invite colleagues to discuss different ways we can talk about the limits of fiction. So before moving on, I would like to take this opportunity to thank François for supporting my Rubicon application 2.5 years ago and for being my supervisor here and for co-funding and co-organizing this workshop with me. So it's been great fun, so thanks. Okay, so let's start our workshop. So again, this is our schedule. I'm really super excited about all of these different talks, and I really look forward to the next 2 days. So we have an excellent group of presenters that are going to talk about a wide range of topics related to the limits of fiction. So we're going to start and end with our keynotes, which are Enrico Terrone and Stacey Friend. Yeah, and you can also find this program in the leaflet and online. So let's start. So we're going to start with two talks, and then we'll have our first coffee break. So let's start by setting up your presentation, Erika.
Collège de France, le savoir en illimité. Retrouvez tous nos contenus audio et vidéo sur notre site collège-de-france.fr, les plateformes de podcast et nos chaînes YouTube.